The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, hour number two here at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java. We're right outside of Bongo Java. Brad Powers will be with us. Hour number three. Handicapping. We'll talk about his power ratings as well in hour number three. He tweets that. Follow him on Twitter, Brad Powers. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America, Lake Placid, Florida. Not Lake Placid, New York, where the Olympics were held. Lake Placid, Florida. Yeah, if you bite into an orange this morning, it might well have come off of Perry's Orange Grove. That's how powerful this man is. I've known him for decades. He's a big Gator fan. Says, Bill, Kirby is number one when it comes to recruiting and has his first national title for recruiting. He's tops on that list, hands down. So you're calling Kirby coach, at least we used to be able to say this, February. Kind of like Mac Brown. Coach February. Now Mac does have a natty. Well, Let me rephrase that. Does Mac actually have a natty, or is that Vince Young's natty? Come on. That's Vince Young's natty. I think we ought to go back. If there's a history book and it lists national championships, team after team, in 05, there ought to be an asterisk by Texas saying, actually, Vince Young won this. Don't you think? I mean, let's be fair. You really think Matt coached that? Vince Young putting on a Superman cape against Southern Cal? And Pete the Poodle not having Reggie Bush in the game on a critical conversion, which would have won it, sustained the football for Southern Cal? Matt didn't coach that. No, Matt gets no credit for this. Vince Young has that natty. Correct. Yeah, that's 05 ought to be called Vince Young, not Texas. So North Carolina's coach should not have a natty by his name. He should not get credit for this. He done, as we would say in the South, he done did nothing. Noel Kev. Bill, somebody brought up yesterday, if Florida State got rid of Willie, would they go after Mark Stoops? But what if they went after Pruitt? Well, think about this. Let's say Willie coaches poorly again, which he did last year. Willie Taggart embarrassed Florida State last year. It was godforsaken how bad they looked. So let's say this trend on a certain level continues, and Florida State, with not a lot of money now, has to run Willie off and go get a new guy, which is probably going to happen within the next couple of years, unless Florida State's just so cheap that they don't do anything about it, which might be the case, right? If you go after Jeremy Pruitt, now Jeremy Pruitt's at Tennessee, a place that has tradition. The tradition is kind of in the past, to say the least, but it's got tradition. But Florida State is a place that has it needs nourishment. Place that needs some love. Place that needs some camaraderie, right? Jeremy Pruitt could go in there, and immediately he's the best recruiter in that state, which Florida is arguably the best state to recruit. Now, again, you could say that about Cali. You could say it about Texas. You could say it about Georgia, too. I think those are the big – it's no longer a big three. It's like I told you. It used to always be Texas, California, Florida in some order. No, it's a big four now. Georgia's in there, too. Georgia is a ridiculous state when it comes to producing ball players, any sport. But Jeremy Pruitt at Florida State, and I don't know if he'd take it or not, but think about this too. You go to Florida State if you're Jeremy Pruitt or Mark Stoops. You've got no Alabama or Georgia or LSU or Florida, or you got one team. You got Clemson. Clemson is big and bad. Yes. But that's it. It's totally wide open at Florida State. And Florida State is a gig where you could flip that thing in that league quickly. It is not a long rebuild. You can flip that thing really quickly with just a little love. That's interesting, Noel Kev. Now, I don't know who would be willing to do what. I would think Stoops would leave in a second for Florida State. Stoops has got to think that he's maxed himself out at Kentucky. Last year, they had their best season since 1977. You had out in Lexington in football. It's not going to get better than that. Matter of fact, it probably won't even match that again. It's hard to do. There's too many obstacles in your way if you're the football coach at Kentucky in your league. It just is. So you got to go. And you get a fresh slate at a place like Florida State that needs some love. A place like Florida State that's just dying to get back to where they should be, and that's winning big. It's the perfect time to go get it. Jeff Chu, as in T-E-W, says, Bill, I'd say that Mac Brown's natty is more Pete Carroll's natty than anything. Pete handed Texas a natty by not even having Reggie Bush on the field on fourth down in the fourth quarter. Yeah, this was a play in that game where if they convert, the game's over. Superman Vince Young never gets the ball again. Game's over. Now you're winning back-to-back at Southern Cal, 0-4 and 0-5. Won it in 0-4. Remember, that was the Oklahoma game, and it was a one-sided game. Southern Cal won. 0-5, you get your next one. And you've got a conversion, and the best back, one of the most talented running backs you're going to see in college now, Reggie Bush, isn't in the game. You give the ball to Lindale White. Now, let me say this. Lindale White had a good game. Somebody pull up the stats. Lindale White rushing yardage in the Texas National Championship game. I think he had quite a few. Did Lindale White have 100 yards rushing in that game? Somebody bean count that for me. Yeah, that's why you are all co-hosts here. Bean count. Lindale White had a good game. You still don't put it in his hands at that point. That's Reggie Bush's moment. Hey, superstar, make the play, finish this thing. Got to remember now, in key moments, whether it's inside the red zone, like inside the 10, or conversion moments, there's a very keep it simple, stupid thing to remember. Adage to go by, phrase to go by, And you know what that is? Think players, not plays. Don't think about the trick play that you've been keeping in your pocket since summer. Think about your player who makes plays. Reggie, we need this conversion. When you make it, we get another natty. That's pretty simple, right? Reggie, whatever you do, do it here. Get the conversion, we win the game. Whatever your talent is, your supreme talent is, do it here, and we go home with another natty. Pretty simple. Hawkeye Jason bringing up the NFL here, breaking a significant rule on the show. Here's his tweet. Bill Pete Carroll gave New England a Super Bowl by not running the ball at the opponent's goal line. Pass play was intercepted. Yeah, you know what? I was actually watching that. Pete won a natty and a Super Bowl. Pete also gave away a natty and a Super Bowl. That's true. Imagine being such a good coach. Pete's a good coach. That you've got a natty and you've got a Super Bowl. How many people other than, what, Jimmy Johnson? Anybody other than those two have a natty and a Super Bowl? Nick doesn't. Osama bin Dabo doesn't. So imagine being so good, if you're Pete the Poodle, that you have a natty and a Super Bowl. You've also given a natty and a Super Bowl away, like Jason said. He is so right. God, he is so right. Here, I don't want it. I've already got one. You take it. Seriously, who needs two? That's gluttony, isn't that? Look up gluttony in the Bible. That's a mortal sin, right? Gluttony is a mortal sin. Pete was just thinking about mankind there. Who needs two natties? Jeff, too, pulls it up, and I was right. Lindale White had 124 yards rushing in that game. So Pete the Poodle decided to put the outcome, the one play of the game, the outcome of the game in Lindale White. Charlie Lindale was here for a couple of years with the Titans, right? A few years, right? Yeah. Was he pretty good here? I just remember somebody talking about Lindale being at a bar, like on the roof, drunk. And he was incredibly overweight. He lived it to the max. Yeah, Lindale White had 20 carries for 124. Reggie Bush had 13 carries for 82 yards. They took the guy that had the hot hand. Jeff 2 says Barry Switzer. That's right. I left out Barry. Yeah, Barry Switzer. Boomer Sooner, and then he went 3 hours due south. I mean, literally due south to Dallas. Got him another natty because the owner of the team is one of his buddies. Yeah, buddy of his. I left out Barry. Shouldn't have done that. Tell you what, let's get the first break here in hour number two. Let me remind you, Brad, as in Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com will be with us. We'll be handicapping, talking all this evil stuff like gambling, handicapping, wagering, sinning, however you want to determine it. That'll be hour number three coming up here in about 45 minutes. We are right outside of Bongo Java, right in the lobby area of the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries on 24 westbound just after the Bell Road exit. Another west of that on 2nd Avenue South, the I-40 West exit. Those are the ones with injuries, but traffic still being slowed by a crash at 24 East, the Murfreesboro Pike exit, and on Briley West, the on-ramp to Dickerson Pike. 65 slowed from Dickerson Pike to Trinity and the North Loop. OnTimeTraffic.net has live traffic cams 24/7. Follow us on Twitter at Rush Hour Rosie. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, big guy, you tired of the runaround? You know, going from store to store, never finding your size? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. They are the one-stop shop for men's big and tall clothing, period. And at DXL, you don't have to be all hoity-toity to have a personal stylist. Their fit experts will help you find great styles in your size. It couldn't be easier. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall, built for you at DXL.com.
I'm Eric Opron, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Well, if you are in the downtown 615, which a lot of you aren't, but if you happen to be, we're at the Omni, our home away from home. We're right outside of Bongo Java. Get you a nice cup of coffee while you're in here, too. On Twitter, Bill is King. If you do want to dial up the show, 888-702-5494. Bobby Doe on Twitter says, Bill, seriously, how many natties did the spoiled children lose by not being able to get off the bus in Pullman or Corvallis on a Thursday night? Yeah. How many people remember that Southern Cal-Oregon State game in particular? Remember that upset? Says, Bill, it's kind of like the Buckeyes the last couple of years. Yeah, the, last couple of years, the Purdue game, the Iowa game. Now, that's one thing that Zach Smith has not talked about on his podcast yet. Now, he will. But what happened the last 2 years of the Buckeyes getting, again, we're in the South, so I like to use our language. They got blowed out. How did the Buckeyes get blowed out by Purdue and Iowa? Because on paper, and yes, we play games on paper all the time. Don't give me the paper story. How'd they get blowed out in those two? Player for player, how does that happen? Oh, he had, when he was ranking the coaches, he had Coach Fitz, who's a very good friend of the show's, Pat Fitzgerald from Evanston, Illinois, Northwestern, the most scenic practice field in America, right there on Jeff from Chicago's Lake Michigan. Beautiful, beautiful up there. That's definitely God's country up there. No question. Yeah, he had Coach Fitz, third or fourth. He had number one, Frosty. Number two, Ryan Day. And I think he had Fitz. Somebody who's heard the podcast, I think he had Fitz third, maybe third or fourth. He had James Franklin in the top five, but he said James Franklin is kind of like a carnival barker. He's more of a Barnum and Bailey guy than a coach. He's kind of more of a recruiter than an actual X's and O's guy who schemes you, you know? That guy. Cosby Cattleman, what is happening, sir?
Yabba-dabba-doo, slide down that dinosaur and kiss Wilma and crank up that George Jones because it's finally Friday, Bill King.
Did you just say Osama bin Dabo? Did I hear you say that, huh?
No, I didn't. I don't want the crazy C mob coming after me. I was going to say, hey, do you see the? I guess you don't see the mob where you are, Bill, down there on Lower Broadway. If you were over at the Bongo Java down there on Belmont Boulevard, you'd see the mob.
Yeah, this is the Bongo Java here is very, very middle of the road. They're good people here. The one by Belmont, it's
true. Over to Belmont, you see a bunch of people with neck tattoos, decked out in full black, and nose rings, smelling, hadn't had a shower in probably 2 weeks, wanting to go vandalize something and with their spray cans and their bricks.
You left out nipple rings, but that's okay.
Yeah, and then while you're at it, don't go to Fido either over in Hillsborough Village. That's the same people. You might see a couple of country music songwriters over there, though.
Vanderbilt goes out and recruits that group. most of them are Europeans. Socialist Europeans they bring over here.
I don't think even Peabody take those people, Bill. Hey, Bill, I wanted to touch on one of my favorite topics. I heard you talking about Pete Carroll before the break, and I wanted to say something about Pete Carroll and bleed into Kiffin as usual.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, I was sitting here looking at Pete Carroll's Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
And come to think of it, you were talking about it going into the break. How many modern-day coaches do we know that have won a college and a pro, a Super Bowl and a college national championship modern day?
We got Jimmy Johnson. We got Barry Switzer. I think that's it, other than
Barry
Pete Switzer, the Poodle.
I love Barry Switzer, and he was smart enough to just put that thing on cruise control, but most people think that team was on autopilot, so we're really probably talking about two, maybe three, right?
It's less than the fingers on your hand.
And, you know, you stop and think about it. Spurrier fell on his face. Lou Holtz fell on his face. Saban fell on his face with the Dolphins. That's why I think you make a pretty good case Pete Carroll's the best modern-day coach. Because, I mean, that wasn't a one-hit wonder with the Trojans or the Seahawks. I mean, he's done well at both stops. Now, I know he got fired with the Patriots. But, I mean, you got a guy who's done it twice, done it very high-level college and pro.
You know what? Back in the day, your good buddy, Bob Bell, who used to always make mad when you would criticize the Vols, remember that? We had Pete Carroll on the show when he was in New England. I don't know why and how we had him on. I don't know why we did that, but we had Pete Carroll. He was actually a really nice guy.
You know what I think about him? You know, you look at him, he's chewing on that chewing gum and shucking and jiving and let the good times roll. But I think he's got some enforcers that you don't see on TV, the Orgerons of the world, the Aaron Osmuses. You don't see those people, do you?
Well,
cracking the whip, the strength coach.
Pete is an underrated X's and O's guy, too, and an evaluator. He's a very good evaluator.
Wonder how much gas he's got left in the tank. They said he was about to wind it up there at Seattle, but I wonder if he's got one more act in him. What is he, mid-60s?
You know what? I don't know. He's at least in the mid-60s. I think he's older than that, actually. Now, he's young for an old guy, if that makes sense.
Right.
But it seems like everything – and, again, I don't watch a lick of NFL, but it seems like the thing's running out in Seattle.
Yeah. And I want to say one thing about Kiffin, but one final thing on Carroll, Bill. I'm sitting here – listen to this. Now, Saban's done it longer. How long has Saban been at Alabama now?
Saban's first year was 07.
And he was at LSU, what, 5 or 6?
Correct. He was there from, what would that have been, 01-ish through, what, 04, 05? Yeah. He won the Natty, and he came back another year. I think he was there 4 or 5 years, yes.
Yeah, so not counting Toledo, just counting LSU and Bama. That's 20 years at the highest level.
Michigan State.
10 years at USC, Bill, 9 to be exact. Let me give you some numbers. First year, 6-6, forget about that. 4-1-1-2-4-3-3, and then 22 his final year. That was his ranking in the final AP poll. So he won 2 national championships, Bill. Not 1, 2 at USC. Now the NCAA mob tried to come and take it from him in the BCS final poll, but USC's still ranked number 1 and 2 AP final polls, 03 and 04.
I remember that.
Yeah, they
remember that.
Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy, but AP doesn't care about the BCS and all that crap. USC's got, which are 2003 and 4 AP national champion 2 seasons. But, you know, Bill, you know, when Mike Garrett brought Kiffin in after Jack Del Rio and whoever said no and that crazy deal, I've always contended, Bill, that Lane Kiffin is the obvious successor to the throne of Pete Carroll. You know, when they brought him back, those USC people were spoiled because of what Pete did out there. And Kiffin, the two things Kiffin says on Twitter mostly is, eight penalties to one in the Mount Cody game where Tennessee got ripped off by Alabama. Kiffin won that game, and the Zebras took it from him. And he talks about how 65 scholarships out there at USC. Kiffin walked into a buzzsaw out there. He got lied to by Mike Garrett. Oh, nothing's going to happen to us. They don't put you on 65 scholarships to go win Rose Bowls. You're going to have some 8-4 seasons when you're down 20 scholarships.
What hurt him, though?
Don't you what Kiffin did his first couple of years at USC? I think he finished his first or second year. He finished in the top 5 in the AP poll, blasted UCLA 50-0 one time, and those spoiled dummies didn't realize those sanctions were going to bite, and the bum was Pat Hayden. Pat Hayden should have fired himself on the tarmac.
Well, what hurt him was that year where they had Matt Barkley and all those players back, and they were ranked number 1 by everybody. Every magazine, every dude that could talk had them ranked number 1, and they underachieved. That's what killed him.
Right, but Kiffin was doing it with smoke and mirrors, real low numbers. That you know, that dog and pony show is not going to fly all the time when those scholarships start biting. I don't care how good a coach you are. Now, let's think about this, Bill. How many coaches on earth have worked at a high level for Pete Carroll and Nick Saban?
I don't know of any others.
Well, I mean, there are probably 1 or 2 he cycles coaches, but Kiffin right there, he's been right there at the knee of Pete Carroll and Nick Saban. He has head coaching experience. Hell, his dad, Monty Kiffin's one of the greatest minds in NFL history. I think he started with a couple of other pro coaches earlier in his career. He was, I think, with the Panthers or somewhere. This is the just like the Mannings family business is football, the Kiffin family business is football as well. And you got all these dumb ADs like that guy down there in Oxford, Mississippi, and at other places, Miami, Florida, hiring Miami Diaz. You got Kiffin down there on a boat in Boca because the ADs want to keep him blackballed and don't like his Twitter account.
By the way,
you think you're going to hear that view on the Live Bomb show anytime soon?
You know where I'm at right now. I'm in the exact spot where I hugged Fulmer that time. Your boy.
Yeah, you tried to raise the blood pressure on Friday. Peyton's going into the Tennessee Hall of Fame. You know, Fulmer tried to teach Peyton to be a loser. You know, losing to Florida every year, losing to Tiger High, but I guess just too much of natural ability. Does Peyton still have a losing record in the playoffs, Bill? I think he does.
How much Dickel and popcorn did you get into last night?
Well, I tell you what, Bill, it's Friday today. Like I said, crank up Pat George Jones. We're probably going to have to make a run down to the corner store here about 10 o'clock. Hang in there. Stay out of trouble. What's Crazy C, by the way? He's not in jail, is he? Speaking of trouble, coming off that good Stanley Cup, is he? He might be down there at the other Bongo Java.
Now, he's right here. Crazy Charlie's right here. See you. I didn't hear you say see you. Cosby Cattleman. Sounds like he's spit in the popcorn a little bit this morning. In case you don't know, popcorn means moonshine. Popcorn suck. In case you didn't know that. Just, I'm trying to educate you folks on the things that matter in life. That's one of the notes right there. Bottom of the hour, which I'm a little late on, which is typical, coming right back. From Bongo Java, from the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries on I-24 just off the Bell Road exit. A vehicle blocking the right-of-way on Hermitage and Academy near the Nashville Fire Department and Terra House Apartments. Watch for a crash still being cleared on 2nd Avenue South at the I-40 West exit ramp. 65 South still slow from Dickerson Pike to Trinity Lane and the North Loop. Self-Storage Solutions, locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on time traffic.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Go faster and farther with the new Callaway Epic Flash driver with flash face technology for more ball speed and distance. Get custom fit for free today and measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Get custom fit for free with the Cobra King F9 Speedback Driver, the ultimate formula for speed, making it the fastest and longest Cobra driver ever. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Father's Day savings at the Home Depot means more meat on the grill for less money on the table. Right now, the exclusive NexGrill 5-burner gas grill is only $169, a $199 value. With 5 burners for more even cooking and enough grilling area for 23 burgers at once, your inner chef is going to want to cook out. Today is the day for doing with the NexGrill 5-burner gas grill, just $169, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to a $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to a $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Here at Bongo Java, just outside of Bongo Java, actually, at the Omni Nashville Hotel. So if you're in the area, come on by. Bill King, Crazy Charlie here. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com will be with us handicapping next hour on the show. That's every Friday we do that. Right here. Nick says, Bill, I like Coach Switzer. He has off-the-chart swag. He's one of my favorites. I had Barry on the show a few years ago. And Barry Switzer's good to have on. Anyways, here's a little history lesson. And boy, it would have been great if we had social media back then, but we didn't. In the 70s, the Red River rivalry was actually probably bigger than it is now. And you had Barry Switzer, who's an iconic figure, right? But he was just a couple of years in, mid-70s. I think it was 1976. And you had Darryl Royal, one of the iconic names as well. Royal Memorial Stadium at Texas. You realize Darryl Royal played at Oklahoma. But he's known by most as Darryl Royal, former coach many years ago at Oklahoma. Probably, well, the most famous name coach at the University of Texas in their history. Hey, good to see you, sir. Yeah, the iconic name, Darryl Royal. And anyways, they were in a snit, and Darryl Royal was really mad at Texas because he accused them of spying on their practice. Yeah, he accused them of that. And before a Red River rivalry, again, I think it was the 76 game, he said publicly, I'm willing to put up 10 grand right now if Barry Switzer, Larry Lacewell, remember Larry Lacewell? Everybody, Tennessee fans will remember him. Larry Lacewell and another coach, I don't remember the name, not a name that's readily available. If they'll take a lie detector test about spying on our practice, and they pass that test, I'll put up $10,000. Good to see you, sir. $10,000 I'll put up to the charity of their choice if they'll take a lie detector. And, again, Oklahoma was beating Texas. They were winning that game regularly. There was a streak going on. So Darryl Royal was mad about that. Darryl Royal was a Bud Wilkinson recruit, the legendary Bud Wilkinson at Oklahoma. But, again, he's more known for Texas coach, Darryl Royal. And it turns out, now they never took a lie detector. They weren't going to do that. But it turns out Oklahoma, this oil man, got to remember now, if you're in Texas, it's all about the oil, right? It's all about the oil. An oil man, and I don't remember the guy's name, actually was heading this up, was spying for Oklahoma at these practices. Barry Switzer. Now, again, what are you going to get, seriously, from a practice? If you've got a guy spying on a practice and he's, I mean, unless you just get the exact game plan, you still got to be able to execute it, though. Just because you know something, you still have to be able to execute it. I mean, there are some advantages to be made. I get it. But, again, back to Nick saying he loves Switzer and his swag is off the chart. Barry's got a lot of tricks. He was also a damn good coach. You talk about recruiting. Barry Switzer was a generational recruiter. He was that good. Yeah. He's still around. Matter of fact, who was it? Was it Grant or somebody? Grant or Jeff too or somebody a couple summers ago sent me a picture on Twitter, said, hey, Bill, look who's at this Little League game. It was Nolensville, which is Wilco, and it was a Little League park, and Barry was at a Little League baseball game here in Nolensville. I guess he's got somehow, some way, he's got some relatives over here. I don't know who and what. Jeff Chu says, Bill, don't forget, USC under Pete Carroll lost as a 41-point favorite at home to Harbaugh and that Stanford team. The score was 24-23. If the Rose Bowl loss versus Texas was the beginning of the end for the Southern Cal dynasty, the Stanford loss was the death knell. Yeah, and got to remember now, think about the perception of Harbaugh then in those years at Stanford compared to now at Michigan, where everybody likes to pile on him. Everybody likes to just – everybody bashes Harbaugh, right? Harbaugh has a pretty significant career. San Francisco 49ers got them to a Super Bowl, played his brother in the Super Bowl. That's doing something. That's not just mistakenly being a coach. That's getting something done. Didn't win the Super Bowl, but got there. That's way better than 99.9% of all coaches on any level. Took Stanford to unparalleled heights. Set Stanford up to the consistency that they are today as a program. Last year wasn't so good, but they've been a good program. Michigan, lots of expectations. He hasn't delivered that. No. That's true. But he gets bashed like he's some secondary slappy of some sort. I mean, Black, think about this. You know how everybody's got their obsession, right? Black is obsessed with Harbaugh in Michigan, bashing him. No, he's been right so far. Harbaugh has not lived up to it. No, he's been on target with this. He has. Give him credit for that. Give him credit. Michigan has not achieved. But Harbaugh's overall big picture career is a successful head coaching career. Michigan to date has not delivered. I'll give you that. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, the company I used to be the director of finance for, so I know this, we paid Barry Switzer a monthly consulting fee of $2,500 approximately a month between 2000 and 2017 to get the company into the correctional healthcare business in Oklahoma's jails and prisons. Barry making a little side cash, a little side hustle there for Barry, huh? Jason, here's the question. Did he deliver? Did he get you into the correctional healthcare business in the jails and prisons of Oklahoma? Jeff, too, says Switzer is arguably the greatest recruiter of all time because he landed the greatest recruit of all time, Marcus Dupree. Well, Marcus Dupree would be right up there at the top. Out of tiny little Philadelphia, Mississippi. Did you even know? How many of you knew there's a Philadelphia, Mississippi? Not Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, Mississippi. How many of you knew that? That's where he's from. 6'3", 240-pound running back. My God almighty. Marcus Dupree might well be the best running back ever that didn't get to that point. He might well be the best back ever that never became the best back ever. Does that make sense? Due to lots of circumstances. Injuries, his surrounding cast, which was all pulling him in different directions, all about the money, right? The preacher, the mom, babying him, taking the money, injuries on top of that. The best player ever at running back that never got to where he should have gotten to. You could probably say that about him. Because you got to remember now, running backs then are better than they are today. Everybody talks about how back in the day these guys couldn't play. Running backs back then were better than they are today. I've talked to you about this. We had a run in the late 70s into the 80s where we had Earl Campbell, Eric Dickerson, Herschel Walker, Bo Jackson, Marcus Dupree. That list right there, that group right there destroys any grouping we've got in the last 20 years. Okay? It totally annihilates it. And all those guys. I mean, I'm leaving out Tony Dorsett, too. Now, that would have been before. Well, that would have been right around Earl Campbell. Tony Dorsett is from Aliquippa Bob's town, Aliquippa. Went to Pitt, played for Johnny Majors, won a natty, won Super Bowls, all that stuff. So I could even go with Tony Dorsett. Now, he was a different body type. He was more 6 foot, 190. All these other guys were, Earl Campbell was 5'11", 240 probably. Eric Dickerson was 6'3", 225, 230. Bo Jackson was 6'2", 218. Herschel was 6 foot, 225. Marcus Dupree was 6'3", 240. And these guys were all superstars beyond what we have today. Okay? Easily beyond what we have today. Okay, one more break. Brad's coming up, hour number three. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a wreck with injuries on 24 eastbound just off the Bell Road exit ramp. A wreck on Old Hickory Boulevard east of I-24. A wreck on Nolensville Pike and Glenrose. North of 440, the 440 Parkway is extremely slow. Westbound, starting at the I-24 junction. This traffic report brought to you by SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Five-state forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, a year low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt and I Haul Anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I Haul Anything because it's not just a name. I Haul Anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218 or find them on Facebook, I Haul Anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
I can't believe it.
That Philip brought his little brother on our mission into orbit.
How long until we get there? How long until we get there? How long until we get there?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do? What's this button do?
No, don't touch that!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
And now, Slack's Landscaping and Dirt Work, our full-service landscape and excavation expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is from Slack's Landscaping and Dirt Work. For residential, commercial, or industrial land clearing, land grading, landscape installations, patios, and more, call today for a free estimate at 615-347-3350. That's 615-347-3350. Slack's Landscaping and Dirt Work. Proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
At the Omni Nashville Hotel, 888-702-5494. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com with us next hour. Couple of emails here. Brenda, Buckeye Brenda, says, Bill, all the cooking you're doing on the RecTech, she's got a Traeger, which is pellet science also, but she says, I've got a barbecue recipe for you. She says, you need to make your own barbecue. I've never even thought of that. But I love to experiment when it comes to cooking and stuff. Oh, Grant. Hey, Grant, if you're listening, I'm going to get back to you today. Grant sent me an email, wants me to get in touch with him for pest control. I'll get back to you, Grant. Mr. 30 for 30. Crazy Charlie, we're due for the next one. Grant Stone, what? I think you – is it eight of them? I think so, you guys that told me. Crazy Charlie's got his own, 30 for 30. We're due for one. Yeah, Grant does a fantastic job of those. So we'll get back to you. Good friend Jerry texted me and said, Bill, the only running back that belongs in that group of, we mentioned Herschel Walker, the Tyler Rose, Eric Dickerson, Marcus Dupree, did I mention Herschel? Yeah, Herschel, Tony Dorsett, Billy Sims is in there too. Soul Street Coffee pointed that out. Is Adrian Peterson. Yeah, the last generational running back was Adrian Peterson. He's right. Leonard Fournette. It's like I told you. I thought Leonard Fournette could be. And there was that stretch in college where he looked like he was. He's not. He's not. Now, and look, Marcus Dupree didn't turn out either, but Marcus Dupree had everything. He had peripheral issues that prevented him. Marcus Dupree, last time I checked, nothing wrong with this. I think he, for a living, I think he drives a truck, big semi. I think that's what he does. Imagine him, think about this. You are Marcus Dupree playing football in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Now, Mississippi football is really good. Per capita, it's really, really good. But still, it's amazing. Watch some of his high school film. It's so unfair. Oh. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, Barry did not deliver on that $2,500 a month for 3 years thing to get us in the jails and the prisons. I can promise you, Barry didn't give you your money back. I can guarantee you that. Barry's already spent that money on Natty Light or something, right? Jeff, too, says, Bill, Philadelphia, Mississippi is not only Marcus Dupree's hometown. It's also the hometown of Billy Cannon, Marty Stewart, and Olivia Manning, Archie's wife. Also, Ronald Reagan announced his candidacy as president at the Neshoba County Fair in Philadelphia, Mississippi. I did not know that. Rinaldus Magnus announced his candidacy in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Olivia Manning from there. Now, this isn't Arch Manning, the freshman, the rising freshman at Isidore Newman High School in New Orleans. No, not that. That's the granddad, Archie Manning's wife, not Arch. A fresh batch of Mannings are coming right at me and you. We better deal with it, right? Hour three coming up. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com. Handicapping. We're at Bongo Java. Omni.